Dr. Kirsten Hunter was born in Brisbane but now lives and works in Toowoomba. She's a clinical psychologist with six men in her life. Yes, six. Her husband Jason and five sons. And if you add the dog and cat in the mix, that's eight. Well, they're male as well. Amongst this busy life, Kirsten loves to write books, and lots of them. She has six books being released this month. Dr. Hunter, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Six books. Overachiever.
Yeah, well, it wasn't planned, but it just has evolved. That's true.
So how did it end up being six books?
Well, it started off with one book, but then I continued to add more and more areas, and then it became evident that there was really six books. And, yeah, it covers 205 clinical areas, and they're all in-depth conversations as if a client was in the room with me. So I needed six books.
And so it's about trying to have a significant impact on mental health in this community.
That's right. People come along for a session and they're coming for one particular area, and there's all these additional areas that they could benefit from. And I was just so frustrated that I can't cover it in a session. And yeah, so I thought, how can I get all of this information that people should have rather than psychologists hold on to? And, yeah, how to get the public to be able to access all of that information, yeah.
Mental illness or mental health, depending on which situation you're in, is quite complicated and it can change very quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what subjects, what information are you hoping that people will get out of these books?
Well, you know what? My first area is I'd love people to learn how they work as a human, so how their thinking, their emotions, their behaviour, and the normal scope of human challenges, which we basically don't know how our machinery works, and that's just such an exciting starting point. And, yeah, from there it gets into more detail.
Can you give me an example of why what you mean by we don't know how our machinery works? it sounds like a gastro problem.
I know. No, but so many people have this automatic thinking and, you know, they have all these assumptions and they have a belief system and they don't realise just because a thought's in your mind, it doesn't mean you need to prescribe to it and you need to stop and work out the validity of it, where it comes from, whether that's helpful for you. And then there's all the emotional aftermath that happens, and we're very much in an emotional space. You know, if you say, how's your day going? We talk about our emotional state, but our emotions are actually the symptom of our thinking framework. And to be able to just slow it down so that people are having so much more control, that's why the first book is called Control Your Consciousness. It literally is learning how to control your consciousness, which is ambitious, but doable.
So how have they been received so far, and how are you going to get them out there in terms of, impact?
Yeah. Well, we've got the book launch is on the 26th of November, and the pre-launch is just coming on now. So we've had lots of sample readings, lots of positive feedback, but it hasn't actually gotten to the public's hands yet. And when it's all going to, signposts for living, the six books are going to be available on the online stores and also via my website as well. Yeah.
How did you fit it all in with all those children? And you really have a lot of male testosterone around you, don't you? Even in your pets.
I do. But my five boys, so they're age 7, 9, 16, 18, and 21. And they're all gentle. I say gentlemen, I really do mean that. So if you come to a house, people are quite astounded that it isn't a testosterone crazy space. How do I fit it in? I love writing. So it's a bit like, you know, how do you fit in your fun? So it's a really enjoyable thing. So I get up really early in the morning and I get in an hour and a half at least. And then at night time, if I get a chance, I get another hour in. And then weekends, I get more time in. And if I get a big, long stretch of time, like I'm flying somewhere, pre-COVID, of course, I used to just write the whole trip and then turn up in another country. So I love it. I really enjoy writing.
Yeah. So how long has it taken you to write them?
Well, I brainstormed them for 10 years. So So for 10 years, I'd be in session going, oh, I could cover this, I could cover this, I could cover this. And then for 3 years of writing, and then a year and a half with working with the editor and the publisher. So it's been a very long journey because these six books are incredibly ambitious. I've never had one place where you can cover the expanse of clinical psychology in one. It's a one-stop shop. So when I started it out, I didn't quite realise what I was getting myself into.
Of course.
But we're here now.
That's very common. Thank you so much for talking to me. I hope you have a great day and congratulations on the books.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure. You take care.
That's Dr. Kirsten Hunter, who has written six books. She's a clinical psychologist, all relating to mental health and wellness.